how to decide whether to buy a home during loan restrictions, repayment capacity, location, and liquidity. Rather than buying or waiting solely because loans are restricted, buyers should assess repayment capacity, transaction costs, access to business districts, and liquidity together. This guide explains how to verify individual homes using official transaction, redevelopment, and loan data, instead of applying a specific appreciation rate or price decline as a formula. Loan restrictions alone cannot determine the direction of home prices. Interest rates, income, supply, the geoance market, and regional demand must also be considered. Keeping monthly principal and interest payments at most 30% of after-tax income can support conservative budgeting. But it is neither a statutory loan limit nor a formula suited to every household. A good property should be evaluated not only by its distance from a station, but also by actual travel time to major business districts, the number of transfers, complex size, floor plan, and transaction volume. When upgrading homes, what matters is not whether the new home costs 1.5 times as much, but whether residential utility and long-term holding value improve after deducting acquisition and sale costs. When buying a villa slated for redevelopment or a property with an existing geoance tenant, buyers must check the risks of project delays, additional contributions, deposit repayment, eligibility determination, and loans. When lending regulations are tightened, the amount buyers can afford may decrease and market sentiment may change. However, the mere introduction of regulations does not necessarily mean that home prices will rise or fall. Home buying decisions should focus less on price forecasts and more on debt the household can sustain, the actual location, resale potential, and transaction costs and policy risks. This article is a decision-making guide based on the housing market in the Seoul metropolitan area. It is not an investment recommendation guaranteeing returns for any specific area or property. And loan, tax, and land transaction permit requirements should be reconfirmed with the financial institution and relevant administrative authority immediately before signing a contract. Why prices move despite lending regulations, housing prices, cannot be explained by a single variable. Lending regulations reduce purchasing power, but the following factors affect prices at the same time. Variable potential impact on prices sources to check loan interest rates and underwriting standards changes in monthly payments and maximum loan amounts financial institution pre-screening. Financial supervisory service guidance income and liquidity changes in equity capital and demand for risk. Assets Bank of Korea ECOS, Korean Statistical Information Service, new occupancy and listing, supply changes in short-term options and bargaining power, scheduled occupancy volume. Actual transactions and listing trends, geoance market changes in rental costs and demand shifting to purchases actual. Geoance transaction prices, geoance to price ratio, deposit guarantee incident information, transportation and redevelopment projects, changes in long-term accessibility and the residential environment, public notices and approval documents. Official project schedules, taxes, and transaction regulations. Changes in ownership, acquisition, and sale costs, National Tax Service, local government, and statutory materials. It is possible to argue that market liquidity may move into asset markets, but an increase in liquidity does not automatically guarantee rising home prices in a specific area. This is because interest rates, supply volume, changes in household numbers, and investor sentiment may work in the opposite direction. The effects of lending regulations differ by household when regulations are tightened. The purchasing power of households that rely heavily on loans decreases. In contrast, buyers with a high proportion of cash may be relatively less affected, potentially widening differences by area and price range. Funds from stock sales may also move into real estate for some households, but data on capital flows is needed before concluding that this is a common cause across the entire market. Check the official designation notice for land transaction permit zones in land transaction permit zones. Permit and use obligations may apply depending on the area, intended use, type of transaction, and other conditions. Applicability should not be determined solely by the type of housing. Not only apartments, but also villas must be reviewed according to the designation details and transaction conditions. So buyers should check with the relevant district office before signing a contract. An increase in transactions subject to owner occupancy obligations may affect rental supply. However, the extent of any decrease in Giant's listings or increase in prices in neighboring areas should be analyzed alongside other variables such as new occupancy volume, Giant's loans, and rental demand. How to decide whether to buy now or wait rather than trying to time the market precisely? A more repeatable approach is to review the following conditions in order. 1. Set a minimum holding period. Short-term ownership may be disadvantageous when acquisition tax, brokerage fees, registration costs, moving expenses, repair costs, and future selling costs are considered. First, determine whether you can live in or hold the property for a sufficiently long period, taking your job and household plans into account. 2. Calculate monthly payments, assuming higher interest rates. Do not use only the current interest rate. Also, calculate scenarios in which rates rise further. For variable rate loans, account for the rate increase. For equal principal and interest repayment loans, review the full repayment schedule. For lump sum repayment at maturity, confirm your plan for securing the principal at maturity. The standard of keeping monthly principal and interest payments at no more than 30% of after-tax income can be used as a conservative starting point that preserves room for living expenses and savings. However, the threshold may need to be lower in the following cases: households with highly volatile income or that depend on one person's income, households expecting major expenses such as childbirth, education, or caregiving, households with other debts, such as unsecured loans or auto financing, households with insufficient emergency funds or a high proportion of variable rate debt. Conversely, even households with high incomes cannot exceed the DSR, LTV, and product-specific limits applied by financial institutions. A financial institution's lending limit is not the same as an affordable budget. 3. Check how much cash remains after the contract, after paying the deposit and balance. Enough cash should remain to cover several months of living expenses, expected repair costs, taxes, and moving expenses. Committing all available cash to the purchase leaves the household vulnerable to interest rate increases or a loss of income. 4. Review actual transaction prices and transaction volume together. Do not focus only on one asking price or the record high price. Check recent transactions for the same complex and floor area through the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's actual transaction price disclosure system. Prices vary according to floor, orientation, building, renovation condition, and contract date. When very few transactions have occurred, the latest actual transaction price may not represent the current market price. Key indicators for evaluating a location: the difference between physical location and locational quality. Physical location refers to map coordinates and physical distance. Locational quality is the combined utility provided by that location, including transportation, access to jobs, schools, daily amenities, noise, the pedestrian environment, and scarcity of supply. Even within the same station area, perceived accessibility may vary greatly depending on the location of exits, hills, major road crossings, whether the route passes through an entertainment district, and service intervals. Measure access to business districts by door-to-door travel time in Seoul and the metropolitan area. Access to major employment centers such as Gangnam, Gwanghwamun, and the Central Business District, Uido, Pangyo, and Magok may affect demand. Rather than using simple straight-line distance, measure the following during commuting hours: time required to walk from the home to the station platform, train service intervals, and crowding, number of transfers, and walking distance. For transfers, time from the destination station to the workplace, availability of late-night trains and alternative buses, a direct line without transfers is convenient, but it does not necessarily lead to higher prices. The impact depends on the opening date, service frequency, actual time savings, and nearby supply volume. How to choose a home with high liquidity. Liquidity refers to the likelihood of selling at the desired time without an excessive price discount. The following factors should be compared together. Item to check generally favorable conditions, points to note transaction volume, a complex with steady transactions for the same floor area even with high transaction volume. Check the proportion of distressed sales complex size, a complex, with an established record of management and transactions even. A small complex may have a prime location and scarcity value floor plan, number of rooms and layout preferred by local end users. Do not assess demand based only on exclusive use area floor, orientation, and building. A unit with favorable sunlight, views, and noise conditions, high floors also have. Drawbacks involving elevators, heat, wind, and other factors, maintenance condition, stable long-term repair planning, and common area management. Do not judge based only on low maintenance fees rights and encumbrances a property with straightforward registration and lease relationships check mortgages. Provisional seizures and the assumption of rental deposits the 200-unit threshold is not an absolute rule. There is no universal rule requiring buyers to avoid complexes with 200 units or fewer. Small complexes may have disadvantages such as higher maintenance costs, fewer transaction records, and insufficient amenities, but demand may be sustained in prime station areas or scarce school districts. Along with the number of units, check recent transaction frequency and the time required to sell. The number of rooms and local demand may matter more than floor area, whether a small high floor unit or a large low floor unit sells more easily depends on local demand. The number of rooms may be important in areas with many families with children, while maintenance fees and the total purchase price may matter more in areas with many one or two person households. Compare transaction volume and geonts, demand by floor area within the same complex. The leading complex and nearby complexes do not move identically. Nearby complexes may move in similar directions, but the magnitude of increases and decreases is not always the same. School districts, brand, age, building layout, reconstruction potential, community facilities, and transaction liquidity create price differences. If the budget is limited, evaluate both the defects of the individual property and future resale demand rather than focusing only on the complex's name. How to verify transportation and development catalysts, hospitals, shopping malls, and supermarkets can improve daily convenience and generate specific types of demand, so they cannot all be dismissed as false catalysts. However, an increase in foot traffic does not directly translate into greater residential preference or higher sale prices. Transportation project verification checklist. Is it included in an official national or local government plan? Is it at the announcement, preliminary feasibility study, basic planning, detailed design, or construction stage? Have the funding and project operator been finalized? What is the expected opening date and what delays have occurred? How many minutes will it actually save when traveling to major business districts? Will the number of transfers and service intervals meaningfully improve? Have expectations already been reflected in sale prices? Even railway projects under construction, such as the Indi-Agwin-Danton double-track railway associated with the Byeongjeum-Danton area or the Walgett-Pangyo line associated with the Enyang station area, may have different progress rates and opening schedules by section. Purchase decisions should rely on the latest notices from the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport, and the project operator, not promotional language. The value and risks of new town and redevelopment projects, large-scale redevelopment projects, may transform housing, roads, parks, and commercial districts together. In particular, residential preferences may change when aging neighborhoods near existing urban centers are converted into new housing. However, the following risks are also substantial. Project delays or cancellation of district designation, rising construction costs, and increased additional contributions, internal association disputes, and litigation financing costs during relocation and demolition issues involving the rights calculation reference date and eligibility for occupancy. Rights possibility of cash settlement, initial price volatility after occupancy, due to concentrated new supply approval to establish an association, is an important stage of progress, but it does not guarantee project completion. Multiple stages and variables remain, including approval of the project implementation plan, approval of the management and disposal plan, relocation and demolition, and the start of construction. How single home owners should evaluate trading up, is not simply moving to a more expensive home. It is a decision to exchange the future utility of the current home for the utility of a new one. Calculate net benefits rather than applying the 1.5x rule, the claim that trading up is worthwhile only when the new home's sale price is at least 1.5x that of the existing home, is not a verified universal rule. Even moving to a larger unit in the same complex may be reasonable if it significantly improves household capacity, the number of rooms, continuity of the school district, and commuting convenience. Conversely, even if the price is 1.5x higher, it is not a good trade-up if the location and liquidity do not improve. Compare the cost of trading up as follows. Net benefit of trading up equals long-term residential and locational utility of the new home minus utility of the existing home minus acquisition, sale, moving, and financing costs minus additional risks, acquisition tax, brokerage fees, and loan costs vary according to the number of homes owned, price, location, and transaction date, so they should not be assumed to be fixed amounts. Monitor price gaps during market downturns. During a market downturn, higher-priced homes may decline by larger amounts in absolute terms, narrowing the price gap with superior locations. However, this does not occur in every downturn. Check the likelihood of selling the current home, whether the new home is a distressed sale, loan approval, and tax requirements related to temporarily owning two homes. Risks of separating a primary residence from an investment, a strategy of selling the current home, renting with monthly payments, and purchasing a redevelopment villa with an existing Giance tenant creates both housing costs and investment risks. Losses may increase substantially unless the following items are checked: cash and borrowing capacity, available to return the tenants, deposit a method of raising additional funds. If Giance prices decline, senior priority rights and eligibility for deposit guarantee insurance, whether the property is subject to a land transaction, permit association member status, and eligibility for occupancy rights, estimated additional contributions and financing costs. If the project is delayed, the actual land ownership share of a multiplex or row house, and whether it contains unauthorized construction, purchasing with an existing Giance tenant does not reduce the risk. The deposit is a debt that must eventually be returned. And if sale prices and Giance prices decline together, both selling the property and returning the deposit may become difficult. What to record during an on-site visit? The first impression from a station exit may provide a quick indication of the pedestrian environment, but prices should not be judged based only on personal impressions. Visiting during weekday commuting hours on a weekday evening and during the daytime on a weekend makes it easier to identify differences in the living environment. From the station to the complex, actual walking time and slope, number of major road crossings and signal waiting times, entertainment venues, motels, noise and nighttime lighting, sidewalk width, school routes, and pedestrian safety areas prone to flooding or facilities that generate odors outside. And inside the complex, traffic congestion and parking conditions during commuting hours, sunlight, views, and railway or road noise. By building locations of waste disposal areas, mechanical rooms, and commercial facilities, maintenance fees, long-term repair reserves, and major repair history. Condition of leaks, condensation, plumbing, windows, and elevators do not infer residents' incomes or housing values solely from the brands in the surrounding commercial district. Use them only as supplementary indicators for assessing actual residential convenience and sustainable demand. How to assess price declines and long-term prospects? A rule of buying, whenever prices fall 20% from the peak, may be used as a personal guideline to prevent emotional momentum buying. However, a 20% decline does not indicate the market bottom. Prices may fall further if the record high resulted from an isolated abnormal transaction or the area's demand base has weakened. In addition to the percentage decline, purchase criteria should include the following conditions. Is the current price reasonable compared with actual transaction prices for similar nearby homes? Can the monthly payment be sustained even if interest rates rise? Is it unlikely that you will need to move during the minimum holding period? Are there no structural negative factors, such as increasing supply or declining employment? Have you checked the reason for the distress sale and any physical or legal defects in the property? Price appreciation 10 years from now is not guaranteed. Inflation may contribute to higher nominal housing prices over the long term. However, there is no basis for guaranteeing that a specific home will rise by at least 20-30% in 10 years. Depending on population and household structure, local employment, new supply, interest rates, building deterioration, and policy changes, nominal prices may stagnate or decline. Long-term assessments should consider not only nominal prices, but also real returns after acquisition, ownership and sale costs, interest and repair expenses, as well as alternative investment opportunities over the same period. Final checklist before signing a contract. I obtained advance confirmation from a financial institution of the available loan amount and interest rate. I calculated principal and interest payments and living expenses, assuming higher interest rates. Emergency funds will remain after the contract is completed. I checked transactions for the same complex and floor area through the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's actual transaction price system. I checked the property register, building register, land use plan, and lease relationships. I confirmed with the relevant authority whether land transaction permit and owner occupancy obligations apply. I checked the official stage and potential delays of transportation and redevelopment projects. I added up acquisition tax, brokerage fees, registration, loan, and moving costs. I visited the property on weekdays and weekends, during the day and at night. I can continue holding the property even if its price falls after purchase. Conclusion: there is no need to wait indefinitely simply because borrowing has become restricted. Nor is there a need to rush into a purchase out of anxiety that prices will rise further. First, calculate a sustainable level of debt. Then verify candidate properties using actual transactions and official project materials. A good home is not simply one in a famous area, but one that improves the household's quality of life, can be held for a long period, and can be sold easily to the next buyer when necessary.